some areas, such as the Talkeetna area and along the Parks Highway, we haven't seen harvestable surpluses in recent years. So we've had these restricted to catch and release only since 2013. The recent news in the king salmon world, one good note about this season with king salmon is we're seeing really good yield off of the 2012 brood year. We're seeing a lot of five-year-old fish coming back, and it's contributing quite a bit to the escapement. And we're seeing a lot of a good number of six-year-old fish, large fish. So
great.
Yeah, that's gonna be good for production down the road. We've got a strong number of female component to the run. So while the numbers are lower than we'd like to see them, we do have, you know, some pretty healthy older fish, and of course that always makes the anglers happy to catch, you know, a big lunker versus a, you know, a shrimpy one.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, outside of the salmon fishing, what is there that others can focus on?
Well, there's, you know, right now actually is a good time to go northern pike fishing. A lot of people like to fish them in the wintertime through the ice, but right now during the end of June and going into July, northern pike are feeding pretty aggressively. And one of our biologists was out 2 days ago and on the Deshka fishing some of those side sloughs on the lower river, and the pike were hitting very well, even just on regular spinners like you'd use for silver salmon fishing even. And so, yeah, there's a number of places people can fish for northern pike in the Nancy Lake system or out on the Susitna, like I say, the lower Deshka and that. So northern pike is a good one to do, but we also have a number of stocked lake fisheries. You know, in the Talkeetna area, we've got stocked fish. You can fish for rainbow trout and stocked lakes, Benka, Tigger, Christensen, X and Y. Total in the Matsu area, we've got 84 lakes that we stock on an annual basis. So, and some of the lakes have campgrounds. Folks can get on our website and look up our stocked lakes under sport fishing information section of our website, and you can, it'll show you the access, where campgrounds are, how many fish we stock, and what we stock. Outside of that, there is fantastic opportunity for rainbow trout fishing along Parks Highway streams, and in the Talkeetna area on the up on Clear Creek and on Montana Creek.
Sure. So there are so many options to fishing this summer, and as you know, a lot of the weight gets lifted off of the salmon runs. It's wonderful to hear that the size of the salmons are showing that the protection that and measures that you have taken are being effective, and that you're getting to see the older fish, and mm-hmm. and that there's just so many options in our state for lake fishing and creek fishing, and that we got to just enjoy what we have and think about what we can share with future generations.
I'm excited by all the fishing prospects we have out there. Of course, I'd like to see the king salmon doing better, and I'm hopeful that we'll see a rebound statewide sooner than later. In the meantime, we'll harvest what we can out of the king runs that we get and enjoy the rest of the fishing that we have available to us in the Matsu.
Well, you know, the northern pike are sometimes an overlooked delicacy out there, and I just love eating northern pike. They're delicious.
They are very good. No, I hope that folks out there take the opportunities that we have and get out there and enjoy the summer.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.